This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, more time needed to comment about proposed expanded plutonium pit production at LAL. What is the federal government thinking? During the global pandemic caused by a highly infectious novel virus, the Department of Energy, DOE, National Nuclear Security Administration, and Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, are requesting public comments about their plans to expand the number of plutonium pits, or triggers, for nuclear weapons fabricated at LANL. This week, DOE agreed to a 15-day extension of time to provide public comments. The new deadline is Saturday, May 9th. CCNS demands that DOE suspend the comment period until the COVID-19 pandemic is over. The pandemic challenges the physical and mental health of the public, the social fabric of communities, the financial health of businesses, and the viability of government institutions, including DOE. CCNS urges you to contact your elected officials to request suspension of the comment period until the pandemic is over. In a preliminary review of the draft supplement analysis of the 2008 site-wide environmental impact statement for the continued operation of Los Alamos National Laboratory for plutonium operations, we found many references to documents going back 24 years to 1996. There are 7 pages of references comprising 77 individual technical documents and multi-volume documents, numbering thousands of pages, all supporting the draft. Many of the documents were created by DOE as required by the National Environmental Policy Act. These documents are tiered off of each other, demonstrating a confused maze of lengthy documents, all beginning with the 1996 Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement for Stockpile Stewardship and Management Environment Impact Statement. In previous comments about DOE's expansion plans, CCNS requested DOE provide schematics to show how the documents are related to and tiered off of each other, but that was not done. Some documents describe a proposal using 2 sites, LANL and the Savannah River site in South Carolina, for fabrication of a range of pits from 20 to 450 per year. The current document states that there will be more transportation of materials and parts between LANL and the Savannah River site, including plutonium and beryllium. More radioactive, toxic, and hazardous waste will be generated. New buildings and parking lots are needed for an estimated 400 new employees. The seismic danger is underplayed. A huge amount of time will be needed to generate informed public comments. Reviewing 24 years' worth of dense documents in and of itself would take many weeks. Further, the comment period overlaps with comment periods for the Federal Industrial Wastewater Permit for the LANL outfalls, the Federal Individual Stormwater Permit for LANL, and the Draft Environmental Impact Statement for the proposed Holtec facility to hold spent plutonium fuel rods. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.